Thursday night, Hey Tishrei, Shmaitzah Shir. Okay, we'll move on to Shmaitzah Dalet, Perek Vav. Shmaitzah Dalet, Perek Vav. Shmaitzah Dalet, Perek Hey was a teretz on the Rambam, Tokfa Koyen. And now we move on to Perek Vav. Chaim Alon Dein Hocha B'Momen Acha Harov. That's a famous halacha. Reish Perek HaMineach. The source of the din is really in Bava Basra. Also in HaMineach of Reish Perek HaMoicha Peres. Itmar HaMoicha Shor LaChaveiro. B'nim Tzanakchon. Rav Omar Reza Mekachtos. He could ask for his money back. It's Roy L'Shechita. It's only for good for Shechita. He can't keep it around. And the Lokeach finding I bought it for Harisha. Rav Amar Reza Mekachtos. And he could get the money back. He's being Motzi Momin from the Mocher. Well, so Ruba is leaner for Ruba the Radia's Adne, because the Rova bought for Harisha, and therefore it's a Mekach Tos when you base it on the Rova. So the Rova is allowing you to be Motzi Momen for Ruba the Radia's Adne. Radia's is Harisha. Ushmul Amalachoki as leaner Basaruba. When do we go Basarova? Be Isura, the Mamona Lo. You're not Moitzi Momen from a Muchzuk, Ein Hocham Momen Acharov. That's the rule of Ein Hocham Momen Acharov. It's a Ruba the Lesser, come on, rather. That's what we'll be seeing about. And you're not Moitzi from a Muchzuk. That's the point. It's not like the Momen you don't follow Rov, but to be Moitzi from a Cheskos Momen.
One of those more from the other?
What?
By Momen Isur, is there any relationship of Tamor, one more Tamor than the other?
Well, that's what we'll be talking about. There'll be a...
In the process.
Yeah. Mutaisa's Parakama, the Sanhedrin. Why don't you make a Kal V'Chaymer? Like, well, why are you saying you only follow... That we only find that we follow Rov in Yisur and Napa Mamoina? Mutaisa's Parakama, the Sanhedrin, the Grimaskal Dini Momenus, like Koshkin, Zeloshono... The time of the Bereish HaMoicha Peres Komar Shmuel. There it's talking about following Rov Dayanim. It says if you follow Rov Dayanim, the moment is by Nefashos, certainly you follow Rov Dayanim the moment is. So Tosfos jumps and says, wait a second, Bereish HaMoicha Peres Komar Shmuel, they know the moment Acha Rov. Saying you find when you go bus a road by Nefashos, by Rov Dayanim, and you even make a Kal V'Chaymer really that you follow Rov Dayanim by Momenus too, because you certainly do follow Rov Dayanim by Momenus, so why don't you just extrapolate and say always you follow a road by Momen?
Where is Easter falling then?
What?
Where does Isser fall in there? Is that in the middle somewhere?
No, Isser is also more cowled than the Foshas.
The Mammon is still whatever.
Well, the Gemara says. Why can't you say Mammon is more cowled than the Foshas? It's not a question of following Rov. It's the koach of Rov against Cheskos Momen. If I don't know why can't you say it's not a question of guys on being on sides. If Rov allows you to kill someone, he's certainly muchzik in his nefesh. He's muchzik in his life. If it allows you to kill someone, so
you can take his money.
Take his money. Money or your life, right? So if you can take his life, you can take his money.
Some people would rather give their life than their money.
Chaim. Anyway, Tyson says, because really a stronger kasher than the Kal V'chaimer, you do follow Rove Dayanim by Mominus. You actually do go bus a Rove. By at least one type of Rove by Mominus, you do follow. Vein Lomar, Tyson says, the din in Ephoshes, Gufaya Loyas, Linen bus Aruba, Baruba, the lesser come on, Ella Baruba, the Issa come on, which was Dayanim. Dayanim is called Aruba, the Issa come on. But maybe you Taka don't follow Rove, the lesser come on, by Dine Nefashos Eva. And when Shmuel says in Hocham Amaman Achar Rove, he's talking about Aruba the lesser come on, that we know. So maybe you don't follow Aruba the lesser come on by Dine Nefashos Eva. So maybe that's the chilek between Aruba the lesser come on and Aruba the lesser come on. The Bereish ben Soiber Mashma, the Bechol Duchli Alina Bas Aruba Bedine Nefashos, even Aruba the lesser come on. Even Ruba the Issa come on, you follow by Dina Nefashos. I'm sorry, even by Ruba the Lesser come on. Because it's talking. Going Roiv Noshim the Tess Yaldin, so you know who the father is. For Ruba the Inch, the Torah, Bibura the Archa. So these are Nefashos things, and you're following Ruba the Lesser come on by Nefashos. So why don't we extrapolate and say, certainly you should follow Ruba the Lesser come on by Mominus. First of all, it's a Kal V'chaimer, and also Kestam, you see, you follow Rove Dayanim, so why don't we extrapolate that you follow Ruba the Lesser Kamon too? Because you find that you follow Ruba the Lesser Kamon by Dinei Nefashos. The Tzorach Leimah Tyson says at the end that really the problem is that the Rove L'Charisha is not a good solid Rove. That's what Tyson says. Tzorach Leimah, the Ruba L'Rad Yozadni, Loi Choshev Kihanech Ruboi. Wow, so Tyson says if you have a proper Ruba the Lesser come on, a Gesunta one, to the Nenachanami, you would follow Ruba the Lesser come on by Mominus also. And the case of the Gemara of Ein Hocham Mamon Achar Rove is that it's a weakened Rove. It's not such a good Rove. Yes. The Tzarech Beer. Yes. Tzarech Biur b'mashikosus Tyson the Ruba l'Radio l'Choshev. Tyson does not explain himself. L'Choshev meizatam l'Choshev Ruba kahanech Ruba. Tyson doesn't explain himself. Abach b'choshev mishpat kosol the forish divrayhem. The b'shemochi Ruba l'Radio l'Avroiv ma'alya. I'm not so good at math, but his point is that it's only a rove if you're looking from the perspective of animals. You would say most animals in the world are sold for harisha, but if you look from the perspective of the transactions, then probably most transactions for buying animals to shecht.
What I lost track of the language. What's the difference between sold and transaction?
No, the question is whose perspective are you looking at? One person will buy 100 shvarim for different transactions. One person will make 100 transactions and buy for harisha. You do the math, but 100 people will buy 10 shvarim l'shchita. The other way, most animals are sold for food. If you look at the animals, most animals are sold for food. But if you look at the transactions, I guess because you buy a lot of animals at once. You buy a lot of animals at once for food. So most transactions on an axe is for plowing. From the perspective of the axe, but most oxen are sold for achila. No, there's a conflict between, depends on what perspective you're looking at. So that's why it's not such a good rove. That's what the Bach says. Because most people buying animals are buying them for shechita. Whichever way it goes, right?
No,
the other way around?
There are a few butchers, but each butcher buys tons of animals. A lot of farmers, but he's
probably by his own. The Bach says One person will buy 100 shvarim for plowing, but there's 100 people that are buying 10 shvarim each for shechita.
Not each. 100, then it comes out the same. 100 people all together will buy 10.
Either way, right, it's just there, the other side of the argument.
Each one buys a tenth of a cow.
Go in,
it doesn't affect what you're saying.
The point is, there's two. The roads are in conflict. Whether you're looking at the, it's like saying most. I don't know.
What do most people buy it for, or what are most animals bought for?
Right.
Yeah.
And the reason there's that anomaly is because when you buy for achila, you buy it a lot at once.
The other way around, I think.
The other way around.
The other way around. Farming, you buy a lot at once. Wow. But eating, four people might go in on one.
Okay. Anyway, you have this conflict in the road. That's why. Because it's a difference between what most animals are bought for and what most people buy animals for. That's the Bach. For his Sigu Ochi Arav Amutlug Maravuda Kain Shame Bekuntis Haklala. Yeah, what does he say? Probably that's not the only time you say Ein Hokam Amon Acha Harov. This is good old Kuntzus HaSfeikus. According to the Bach, then the only time, it's really an unusual case where you'll say Ein Hokam Amon Acha Harov. It's only when you have this conflicting role. So the Ktsois's brother in the Kuntzus HaSfeikus proves that Ein Hokam Amon Acha Harov is said even when you don't have such a funny robe, where the robe's in conflict with another robe. It's all very simple. So Tysus is bad enough, so to speak. Tysus makes it hard enough by saying that the rule of Ein Hokam Amon Acha Harov is not a universal, absolute rule. It's only a particular kind of robe. But the Bach makes it even worse, because the way the Bach explains Tysus, like, you know, you're hard-pressed to find a case. So you have this case, but Kuntzus HaSfeikus shows you say it in many other cases. Ain't no problem to write. Tysus is going to be hard enough, whatever Tysus means, that it's not universal. Anyway, Schmeitz is going to say what he holds, Venera Lafarge. He says that Tysus means, if you measure Kuntzus HaRamban, the Sefer Mulchamos Hashem, very basic Kiddushin, Kabi Sablonus, when you give a woman presents. So the question is, are you chayshish that he means to give it up for the sake of the kiddush? Like you give an engagement. The reason we're not chayshish more than we are, we're not chayshish. The engagement ring is a chashash kiddushin is because it's very, that's the that that's the minute that you give the sabli as present. You give a present before the kiddushin. Your doctor give it before the kiddushin, so you know it's meant for a present, because that's what you do. You give this present before the kiddushin. The Ruben Masabli Vada Mikachi is most beautiful. But the Gemara says we are chayshish for savlanos. Meaning the chayshish that it is kedusha. Savlanos is these presents. The hikshu bezek, keeping the ruba masabli goda mekachi, because that comes out to be the case. Amay chayshish in the savlanos, why do we indeed a chayshish for kedusha by savlanos? Why don't we go basaro? Abuchalduk the avlina basaruba. Because of Allah Ramban Zal.
That means the Easter, by the way.
What?
Called Duch there, Zim Basaruba means by Easter, by Easter.
Ramban just said the Sabbath, right? All over Shas. The Surim. Avalatam Lashem Azul, Shain Rose, there, Daimel, the Pugin, the Ramay of the Chachamim. Normally, the famous Machlekes Ramay Chachamim, where the Yechayshah Shamir and the Ruby the Lesser come on. There's the Hosom Rove, Chiyu, the Tebahu. The Yefshah Shalokay. Avalkan, Enu, Elaminik, Upon Marbish, and Noyek, and Noyek, and Noyek, Hildech, Mamok, and Mishra, Eish, and Sish, and Chmiru, Lachosh. Ad Kamashon. That's called a rov atoli b'minig. That's the lashon of the achronim. The rov is a rov, but it's really totally in the way people act. It's not a real rov b'teva.
Oh, so how do we handle that?
We handle it by saying it's a shaka rov. That's what Rufus says. It's a rov of the lesser kamon. On one hand, it's embedded in the way the world works. On the other hand, it's still totally in that people act that way. It's not in the teva of the world like Shemayim Ba'aretz, or like most animals that are born are not born treifus, right? But this is saying like most people act a certain way. So that's a weaker role, because that could always change. Theoretically, it could change. It's not embedded in the nature of the universe in the sense of, you know,
Lobrisi,
Shemayim Ba'aretz.
You know, said the
maybe it is in a chadami, and maybe that's why in Ochamam and Acharol. You follow where we're not saying it's not a robe, we're saying that's what the Shmaitz is going to suggest, that that's what Toisus means. The Ramban uses it to say why Midr Rabbonon Yechashish for the Miyut, even according to Rabbonon of Rav Meir, that you're normally not Chashish for the Miyut. Rameyer holds in Kol HaTerakula, though, in all of Shas. Rameyer holds your Cheshish for the Miyot, and the Ruben the Lesser come on. But the Rabbanon, Rabbanon, so the Ramban says Rabbanon agree in this case, but now the Shmaita latches on to that. That there's a Ruben the Lesser come on, which has a built-in weakness, that the Ruben the Lesser come on is Hanhogas B'nei Yodim, the way people act.
That's what happened to our working definition of Ruben Leis Kamon, which has always been, it's in the Teva of the Bria and so forth?
Because the way people act, it also is Teva of the Bria. People act a certain way because they act a certain way.
Yeah, you know, I like that.
They sound at that point because that changes.
It could change, so that's why the Rabban and Yechashish for the Mir. Because it could change. Because it's thought only totally a minute. But there's still something in the Bria that makes, let's say you say, Rav Noshim Basulos Nisos. So you say theoretically that could change, it's totally a minute B'nai Yodim. But you could see that that's the way the world functions. There's a reason people act that way. It's not like every person that gets married makes a newfound decision and decides to marry a Basula. There's something embedded that people should decide to act that way. So on one hand, it's embedded. On the other hand, it's not totally objective teva, like raining, it's not in the Bria Mamish, it's totally in people. So, Uberitva Sham Perik Beis Likidushin, Leitzvichat the Masabli Bodhi Makachi, Mount the Tamil Lenechas, Lemiutta the Zeloshono, Ikashilach, Lakaimon, Prabona the Lechaish, Lemiutta the Philo the Kumra. Because most people are not Soros Islanders. These are things that are mamish b'teva abria. Avol b'rova toli b'minog. Sheinu chiyuv. The Ritva Light speaks it out very, very explicitly. It's a rov atoli b'minig sheinu chiyuv. It's not absolutely objectively mechuyev hametzius. B'chalodim sheroitza yocholinik haminig hamiyut. Right? Not because it might change and the rov might change. Because every person still
choice.
Right? Badei chayshish in the miyut l'chumra. Some people are contrarians. They don't go do like the meal. Ad kan l'shono ayin. Shom the kedivri haramban. Al shenira medivri haramban. The gam rov kahay shetolei berotzen of a minig nami vidina ruba habi. Ela de b'mokar misrei shosish echmir beruba kahay. Yilav mishum chumer de shosish hayomahani rov kahay. I don't see why you see in the Ritva not like that. Ritva also says yechoshish. All right, so that's the whole difference. But you still, it's only a chashash to Rabbanon.
But the nafkamin is whether we say it's really a rov or not the chalak. According to the Ritva, he's saying that it's not a rov. according to Ritva, is not.
They're both saying the same thing. The question is like that little subtlety of, is it Nafka Ishishish or is it always a Chashash? Okay, they're saying the same thing. But the Arise, it's a Rove. The difference of this Rove that Poli Beminig and whatever is only enough to create a Chashash to Rabbonon, that you Machmir. So whether you Machmir only by Ishishish or you Machmir.
According to Ritva, I thought it's not a
rove.
There's no
meter.
It's not a
rove.
What? I
thought
according to
the
Ramban, it's not a
rove. They both say very clearly, Shonos, that it's a rove on the Araisa level. Ramban says, B'mokum Misereisha says, Achmiru Lochush. Right? And the Ritva says,
since it's not.
Chayshish in the Miyut. Chayshish in the Miyut is, of course, a Drabonon. Chayshish in the Miyut.
So what is the chiluk of? Because we said really even this the Ram Ritva stresses free choice, but the Maisa, as the Rav said, is really is still embedded in the nature of the world.
That's it. You just said it. That's it. What you just said.
So why is it a chiluk? What's the chiluk?
Really, you don't see it.
No, because even
on one hand.
Yeah. Even if it's embedded, like rain, there's still a meal.
And according to Rabbanan, you're not chayshish for the meal. So these Rishonim say that when it's totally in free will, and any particular person could decide, and any particular person could decide to break out of the mold and do like the meal.
But we still have 90%, 10%.
I know what you want from me. I can't answer. It's very interesting, and that's why Medir Aysa, of course, it's a road, and you do follow it, and the whole thing is a Dira Chashash that we're Machmir Medir Abona to be Chashash for the meal.
Okay.
So what do you want? How do you want to play it? Want to build up the fact it is a road Medir Aysa and you follow it, so obviously it's a road, and it's a room of the lesser come on because it's embedded in the nature of the world. Like say most people will wake up by 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. Yeah.
There's no difference in the possibility of it happening, so to speak. In other words, our music, let's say, exactly the same.
You're dealing with a chashash to Rabbanon, to be chashash for the meal. What should I say? What do you want me to say? You want me to say it's not a robe, it is a robe. At the right level, it is a robe. You want to say it's not embedded because it's totally a minig, but obviously it is embedded because when they're right, it's a robe. It's a room of the left. Come on.
I hear that. That's why I'm wondering in Sephora why there's a robe.
I think you seem to have latched onto it very well, and very precisely, and very good. Like, what's the point? It's taka, not a perfect robe. That's exactly what Taisa says. And that's how the Shmaitza is going to explain Taisa. And he means what the Ramban says and what the Ritva says. Shmaitz even pointed out a subtlety of difference between the Ritva and the Ramban. But it's a subtlety, shabba subtlety, and I don't even see why he brings it up, to be very honest. I guess because Tosis will not work out so well according to the Ramban that it only manifests itself as a difference in the Chumra of Eishes Ish. Because Tosis is going to say that's why by moment we don't follow it. Somebody said, it's not because it could change the whole role. It's because any particular person could decide to break the mold and do like the meals. Rove, because they're not a rove, Baal Yehu. Before you get all excited, it's certainly a rove. Elokim and the Eino Kamosha or Rube, Sirle Lishmuel, Ganimili Misura, Abu Bamoina, Loi Mahani Rove Kahai. Abu Bashar Rubi, Dabi Bechi, the Tevah Gamma Bamoina Mahani. So this is the way the Shmaitza explains Toysus. Toysus says that Shmuel is not absolute. As you pointed out, it's really not Mashman Shmuel's lesson like that. That's what Taisa says, because of other Gemaras that say if you follow Rove, so certainly by Yisurim and by Nefashos, you should certainly follow Rove by Momin. So Taisa says Maybe next time, Bli Nedar, Sunday night. We're learning Sunday and Monday nights, Bli Nedar. Maybe we'll see all the Rishonim one day. The Tosafot says, you're right, Shmuel is not absolute. Shmuel is only by a weak row. Why is it a weak row? So the Bach makes a statistical difference. Schmeitzer brings down that the Kudus has fakus, brings Rias, the Chayr and the Bach is not right. So the Schmeitzer explains Tosafot based on this Ramban and this Ritvah that we saw. They're not talking about Hochamom and Acharol, they're talking about that there's a concept of, in Aruba the Lesser Kamon called Rov Hatolui B'Minhug, and that has a certain weakness to it. So the Shmeitzer jumps up and says that's the pshat. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in Tosis above the Kama. But that means the rule is not absolute. I mean, that's Tosis's problem, not the Shmeitzer's. That means when you have a regular rule of the lesser Kamon, that is absolute, and it's not totally a minig, Shmuel will be minded, and you follow that road to go even by moment. I mean, that's Tosafot.
Why is it better than the Bach?
What?
Why is it better than the Bach?
Because you don't have kashas on it. If you do, step right up to the plate and knock it out of the park. The Shmeitzer's brother, in the Kudus HaSfeikus, shows that there are cases where Ein Hocha B'Momen Acharov, even when the box formulation is not true, if you, Yaakov, have cases which show that Shmuel holds that Ein Hocha B'Momen Acharov, even when it's not a robe at all, even minute, stop right up. What do you want from me? The places you would be a maskul le tzvicha, the nakhe tori di day le tori di donai and sham. Shepasu the Baroid Yisrael, there to Ruba the Isa come on rather. Echad the Naki Turi the Don the Turi the Day, Trichon the Shalim, Lo, by in Shab. Tosis has a case of Rove, and you have to pay. Kuhu Tomua, the Kaimon and Ochamon after a Rove. The Chayim Das Abdur, the Shepanor, the Mazokin Potter, the Baroid Yisrael. In case you don't know what a child, if he's a Jew or a Goy, the Tosafot says yes. I don't know if there's a Ruba Deisa come on. Ruba Deisa come on the Chori, you do go Basaroy, because you go Basaroy by Dayanim. But some Achrayim learn that Dayanim is Bittel Barov. It's even not a Ruba Deisa come on, not a Ruba the Lesser come on, but a Bittel Barov. It's like the mere is Bottle in the road. But Akoponim, the Shmeitzer's kasha is that in the case of Tosafot, why are you following Roy? Obviously, every Ruba de Issa come on will not be a robe by Toli Dominic. You don't know what the child is. A child grew up, I don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy, he was found in the city. So mostly Goyim, you assume he's a Goyim. So there's all sorts of different dinim that are relevant to that. Do you have to save his life? Are you Machal Shabbos to save his life? If he grows up and he's Mazikos, can he be mostly Mormon from him? So there's different, there's a whole omen of Gemara and Tzubis and a lot of students. So lo tzvicha the nakhe turi di day the turi di don that we make him pay, I guess, if there's a rove. I interrupt to go to the Baroiv Yisrael hecha the nakhe turi di don the turi di day tzvicha the shalim lo, because we assume he's a yid. The Tosafot says we might see mom, and if there's a rove yid,
and of course we're assuming he's from that city as well.
Yeah, we know he is. V'hu tamua the kamla nenoch mamanach a rove. Hindas Hatur v'Shulchan Aruch the Nizokin Potter Afilu Barov Yisrael Kili Enoch Mamon Acharov. I'm very surprised. I always thought that everybody's mode that in Aruba the Issa come on, certainly you follow Rov. Not even because it's not totally the meaning. Just Aruba the Issa come on is different than Aruba the Lesser come on in that. But he's not learning like that. But the Shmaitz is going to, but obviously it's still true according to the Shmaitz, because it just works out that way, because obviously every Ruben Nisa come on is not going to be a robe on Tolly the Minig. Ruben Nisa come on is going to be a robe. Ruben Shmuel, Zal, the Imnakhe Turid, the Don, hour short. Turid, the Don is hour short. It's Mazakim. Kosu Tyson's Beyuma, the Mishalam, going as a Sholem. Avogab to the moment in Hochanacha Harov. Hainuk Shaboli Yodomi Das Habailen. Another Chilik. Zor of Tumuim, the Vadei Muxik Mei Koro, the Tsemi Boli Yodomi Das Habailen. We don't have to go into this. Muxik. Uriah Madhur Pachasa Sparkam Chapeus, the Rav, the Svirle, Hochamachacha Harov. Bishor Shanogach Hasapora, the Nimsur, the Sida. Shalom Chazinezek of Poro, or Avia Nezek of Vlad, Amai Lema Halakacha Rov Poros, Rov Poros, Misavros, Beoldos, Mashman to the Shmuel Nicha, the name of the Shmuel, like Kamar, the Mamoicha Shor, the Boli Ad Amoicha Amos, Midas Abailim, also got Bishor Shanogach Hasapor, Loibo, Midas Abailim. Think. That's not the point, says the Shmuel. Think of the Sugi Shon, the Poro Chlorad, a Rov Noshim, Mesulos Nisos, and that's a very good cheskas moment. Is a push of the bar, and any average muchzik is going to be as good as if I gave you the money to hold. Now, but that's a Rav Magid. The Rov Yisrael, the Nogach Tura, the Don, the Tura, the Day, ain't Torah Lashalim. They know Chama Menachar Rov. Uberovakum nogach tour di day tour di don tzorach l'shalayim nezik shalim v'leimin and enoch mom nach aroyv v'shein l'cheskus mom and kimishu v'supa kimuakum at kama shono. I guess a guy doesn't have a cheskus mom. V'nira b'das tzaisis v'yuma the cost of aroyv Yisrael v'nogach tour di don our shore was mazit tour di day the tzvichel l'shalayim avogal d'enoch mom nach aroyv b'mom and this is what we just learning about this whole parak. The weak robe. Data Ruben Maalia. Because it's a robe atoli b'minik. Avul Baal Mazul Basaruba Filu b'momena. And certainly any robe that Issa come on is not going to be a robe atoli b'minik. So yes, by every Ruben the Issa come on, and really by every Ruben the Lesser come on too, that's not totally b'minik. Okay, in the next parak, the Shmaitz is going to attack Tosis and say that all indications in Shas are that Shmuel does hold universally Ein Hocham B'mom Nachar Rov, even by a good Rov. Okay. Yeah.